Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
I want to ask you a question. What's your experience been like when you lend things out? Do they tend to be returned? Do they tend to get returned in at least good condition as when you sent it out? When it is lent out, do you find yourself in a position to have to ask for it back? I personally don't like to lend out anything because I've had too many bad experiences where it's come back in not the same condition. Producer Rory was saying he had a very cool quote the other day about how if you're willing to lend something to someone, you have to also be willing to like give it away. My list of things that I don't like lending is endless. I used to have a moment before when I would like randomly give out my Netflix password, and I'm not lying to you, I probably had about 30 people on my Netflix, and it messed up my algorithm, and I was locked out all the time, and I was like, enough is enough, I am kicking all of you out, this is not going to work out for me anymore. And I honestly feel like you're under no obligation to lend out anything. But if you do, you do, that's your thing. But there's some things you shouldn't lend out. I used to have a friend, and I think this is why we're not friends anymore. He wanted to borrow my shoes. Yes, shoes. All the time. That is like on the same level as someone wanting to use your toothbrush or the thing that you use to shower with, you know, you wash your body with. It's like, it's really personal. It is. Some people have no issues doing that. I have major issues. So we want to ask you this afternoon on 061-792-9495. What is that one thing that you just cannot lend out, or you don't want to lend out, or someone must ask you, please, can I borrow this from you? It's a no-no. Nano, you hit us up. What's that thing that someone borrows from you or you actually don't like lending out?
My sister just loves wearing my shoes. Like, it's so annoying.
You know, it's such a personal item, right? And people have sweaty feet and they're putting it in there. And it's like, I mean,
yes.
It's unlucky because now what? Do you both have the same shoe size?
No, we don't have the same shoe size. Like, she's on the chubby side and I'm like,
I wasn't asking about that, but okay, since you put that out there, so.
But it does matter because it stretches the shoes and everything, and then they come back like they've been on wow or something.
And you haven't learned to say no to her yet. You don't know how to say no.
I have, but then we end up like in a huge fight, and then she does it again.
Yeah, so sibling, classic sibling rivalry. All right, listen, Nana, have an awesome day. Hide your shoes away. She mustn't know that you have new shoes, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to stay anonymous, but with the one thing that I hate lending out, especially to my mom-in-law, is my daughter. Because I lend my daughter to her, and then she gets returned as a real little spoilt brat.
Jeez, Coast, I lend out my mermaid skirt to a friend once, and I went back to ask her. It was quite a while, like after a month, and then she says, I can't remember where I've kept it, and it hasn't been returned or even been bought back as yet. So yeah,
that is when I go crazy and I start slashing tires and I break your windows. Give me my stuff back.
Good afternoon, VNM voice note master. What's a Vic Naidu magnificent. I say I agree with you. One thing I can't lend out are shoes and clothes. I don't even borrow clothes to my brother or anyone, so I think that's a no-no. But I can lend you anything else, knowledge, money, or whatever, I'll borrow you, but not clothes. Clothes is a no-no, especially shoes. So I agree with you, Vic Naidu. Shoes is a no-no. Thank you.
You know, while we're on the topic of shoes, personal items, no one has yet said anything about, like, lip stuff. I call it lip stuff, the stuff you put on your lips for, like, when it's dry. And, you know, people can apply that like almost like lipstick. You know, everyone shares the stuff and it's the most personal item ever. And people can put their fingers in there, put it on their lips. And I'm like, nah, I choose not to.
Hi, Vic. This is Sue.
Hey.
Frankly, I don't like lending any of my stuff. I just believe that if you lend your stuff, you must be prepared to give it away. So I refrain from lending. And I don't borrow as well. If I don't have something, I'd rather do without it than rather borrow from somebody else.
Sue, I love you.
Cheers. Have a lovely day.
Reason number one is that you're not selfish. Number two is that you've managed to distinguish between borrowing something and lending something. We're not interchanging these two very different words.
I can never borrow anyone's shoes or anything like that. I can't even go to Southgate Unit because the beds freak me out as well as the pillows. And not just that, when I see someone renting out an apartment furnished, I want to freak out. Because, I mean, what the hell is on there? I don't care how much you clean something, you can never get anything clean. Anyway, cheers.
I'm really stressed out now because I'm renting a furnished apartment and, like, literally nothing in there is mine. I did bring bedding, though, but it seems I live in a really nice place. So I'm sure I trust the bedding. I do. I think it's clean.
Vic, the one thing that really gets me is when people ask if they can use my charger.
Yes.
That's something that really frustrates me because they'll take it and use it and then I have to end up borrowing it back from them.
Borrowing it back, yes. And also, you have a phone. Why don't you have a charger? Hit us up, 061-792-9495. What's the one thing nobody must ask to borrow from you? Or no one must borrow shoes from you? You know, there's one thing I love asking people all the time is to try out their perfume. Especially this one of those really expensive ones. I love asking other people to borrow their perfume. It's terrible.
Hi, Vic. One thing I will never, ever lend out to anybody, not my best friend, is my Bon Jovi concert DVDs or any of my Bon Jovi CDs. Never, ever.
And just like that, I forgot I was supposed to cue a Bon Jovi track. Damn!
Hi, Vic. I don't like lending my hair straightener. So my sister comes to my house almost every weekend asking to borrow my hair straightener. Hmm. And every week she's saying that she's going to buy one, but she hasn't bought one yet.
You know, you must tell her it's broken, and then she'll stop coming around.
Hey, Vic. I reckon the worst thing that anybody has asked me to lend them or borrow them either way is my office keys.
Yeah.
Because they've forgotten theirs. You know how many times I've done that and I've had to beg on my hands and knees to get my own office keys back so that I can get into my own office.
Jono, kid you not, it's happened to me before. I just started work here and I didn't have access to like that parking thing. And then I borrowed from one of my colleagues and then I went home to Joburg and I was stuck in Joburg for like a week and this person could not park or get access into the East Coast Radio parking because that tag was sitting with me in Joburg and I had never felt so bad before and he kept on stalking and harassing me for this thing like it was my fault.
Hi guys, Marilyn here. I think anything that I consider to be underwear, this is socks, bras, yeah, panties, tights, leggings, stocking. You would not believe that a lot of women, actually when I was still in college, they used to borrow each other stocking and socks and stuff, which is so disgusting. Because that is stuff that you sweat on. Like, it doesn't matter how much you wash it, it still has your essence, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, anything that I would consider underwear, no. Do not even think about me.
Still has your essence. I've actually never given thoughts about lending socks out. I actually don't hesitate to lend socks or borrow socks. So thank you so much for that. I will think about that the next time I decide to lend socks.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.